Have you been getting a lot of calls?
Rob?
Yeah, hi, it's Rob. How are you guys?
Hi. Good, how are you? Everyone's here.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you guys. Well, I want to congratulate you on making a good decision to continue training. Why don't you tell me what's on your mind and where are you guys? I talked to Catherine earlier and we had a nice talk, and just sort of fill me in on where you are right now.
Who wants to start?
Who wants to?
Al, do you want to go ahead?
No, I made the comment earlier that I'm probably the furthest behind of all of them. I'm doing something very loosely, and that is I'm initiating the call to the client, and then I'm putting the follow-up call on my own calendar and just simply letting them know we'll talk next month, but I'm not making appointments and I'm not sending agendas.
Okay.
Ed?
I'm a half a step ahead of Aldo. I'm painfully behind, and Kat and I spoke about this earlier today, that I need to get in traction with you and the program again. But I make calls, I make appointments, I do follow-up calls, and I do track it. I do.
You're doing the monthly.
Yeah.
And the monthly and the quarterly calls. But I'm not doing all the in-between supernova prospecting that I should be, and that's I need to get re-engaged.
Gilberto?
We were speaking before that the calls are very positive. I do use an agenda, or I use a summary after on an email. The one step that I had an issue with, that I knew I was going to have an issue with, was the folders. Clients, international clients, are not going to be traveling with folders back and from their countries. So I completely have dropped the idea of offering the folders to my clients.
Javi, you want to make a comment?
Well, no, the same thing that I told you. We've been, I'm on the, as you know, on the scheduling side, and what I commented a moment ago was that the clients have been receptive to the idea of keeping the ongoing monthly calls, except for very few exceptions, but mostly most of them are keeping up with the calls, and they're keeping up with the program and the effort of putting everything together.
Mari?
No, I haven't really done much. Whenever they do their calls, they are the ones that are scheduling it. Ed, what he does is he CCs me, so that I can add it on my own calendar.
Gotcha.
But he's doing the
planning and scheduling.
The scheduling while he's with the client on the phone, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And then just he's seeing me, so I accept, so I can.
Something that I've discovered that kind of surprised me, and maybe it's me, but most people aren't that interested in a monthly call. It surprised me a lot. And these are people that have a significant number of dollars. And I think we're going to do this on a monthly basis, and they push back and say maybe every other month, maybe every 3 months. So it's not, if people aren't following, I'm not pressing it if they don't engage with it.
Good. This is Otto. What I've found is we are incorporating Supernova in one way or the other by, you know, making more regular calls to clients. I send out an agenda. I send out a summary at the end. But what's happened, Rob, since probably December forward, or maybe November forward, is that the firm has introduced,
I already told them about it,
some new platforms.
Yeah.
That I'm trying to put it into a process so that we are able to take it. Hang on. So that's a robocall. So that we're able to take advantage, you know, but we've got, now we have the asset aggregation which we're trying to lead off with, that leads us to the Life View, which is a financial planning tool. Then it's Aladdin, which examines what the risk is taking. But the idea of doing this and doing it, you know, following Supernova, is that we'll be exposed to, you know, assets outside of the firm. But that's gonna take a lot more time, because it is really time consuming to do that. So we are following the Supernova. I am, but it just takes time. You know, you need to sit down with a client for an hour, hour and a half, to go through all of the things that he has to do, you know, to follow through with the asset aggregation, the Life View, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So we're following the Supernova, but we're not making three calls a day, because that's humanly impossible. So what we're trying to do is to knock off all of our existing clients that we've decided to keep, and make sure that they complete the entire process, and then we can move forward from there. That's where I am.
Okay. Catherine and I talked about that the, you know, the there was a professor that I had that was kind of clever, and he said it's the, you know, those people that are very successful in business and life have discovered that it's the genius of the and, not the tyranny of the or. The idea is that you can do multiple things. You just have to fit them together. I mean, no one would be healthy if they didn't eat right, get enough sleep, and have some degree of exercise, right? And those are all in conflict with, you know, working 100% of the time. So we do allocate resources and time for different parts of our life that are important. Now, as far as implementing a strategy that the firm is trying to do, it's 100% in line with Supernova.
Right.
There is no conflict.
Right.
I mean, you know, when I first talked to you guys, I said, you know, Supernova mantra is simply, you know, multi-generational planning with full implementation of that planning process through 12 scheduled appointments, 4 reviews, 2 of them in person, and rapid response to your problems, 1-hour response, 24-hour resolution. How does that sound? I mean, and most clients go, wow, that's great. How are you going to do that? And we tell them we're going to do that because we have limited the number of clients to less than 100. And then they say, how much more is this going to cost? And if, you know, if they're paying nothing now, or they're paying, you know, 3/8, it will be an increase. But, you know, if they're paying 1% or 75 basis points or 1.25%, then it's no increase. It's part of what we do now. So planning is maybe new to some clients, but it's certainly not new to the process of Supernova. Now, does it take time? Of course it does. So you don't try and do it all at once. You do it one client at a time. You don't do it in one meeting. You've got 12 scheduled appointments that you can implement the process. So you can do a fact finder and find out all the information. And you can do that over a couple of calls. You don't have to do it all in one call. And once you have the facts, then you figure out what it is that's the most urgent things. They go on the agenda. That's where the agenda comes from, things that I didn't get to in the original financial plan. And then you just knock them off every month. Now, scheduling appointments is more efficient for you and the client than not scheduling appointments, or you scheduling them yourself. Clients, so, you know, you can do it yourself, but there's no leverage in that, meaning you get no productivity out of you being in charge of the calendar. When you turn it over to somebody else, you get productivity increases because you're not, I mean, I just scheduled an appointment in Sarasota Memorial Hospital for a procedure, right? And I didn't do it with the doctor. You know, the doctor does the operation. There's a scheduler. There's a nurse. Everybody has their roles and responsibilities. And when we do somebody else's job, that means we don't have as much time to do our job. It's simple process. You know, think of yourselves as surgeons, in that you're going to be doing surgery that you get paid more money for. It's a $50,000 to $100,000 surgery. You don't need to schedule it yourself. And most clients don't need surgery, so they can be handled by a general practitioner or an internist. You know, if somebody has $500,000 or $250,000, and all they're taking is minimum distributions every year, that's all the money they're ever going to have. They don't need you. They don't need a surgeon. Now, somebody has $15 million and three kids and, you know, four grandchildren and lots of charitable work and all kinds of stuff going on in their life. They need a surgeon. They need you. It's rewarding work. It's not distributing, you know, a minimum account distribution and telling somebody they're going to be okay because the markets go up and down. That's not what you guys get paid for. You get paid for the things the firm wants you to do. So the other thing is, when clients tell us that they don't want to talk to us, it means one of a couple things. One is they really don't, because all they're taking is distributions. I mean, they're a simple case. They don't need you. They don't need a cardiologist or a cardiac surgeon. They need an internist. They don't need you. Okay? If other reasons that they wouldn't want to talk to you is because they don't hear much that they haven't heard in the past. You're not telling them anything new. You're not creating an interesting conversation around them. Remember, clients love to hear about them, and that's where financial planning comes in. And they hear about themselves and their children and their favorite charities and other things, and how you're going to help them to make all that work together in a more beneficial way than you have in the past. So who wants to hear that the market's fluctuating, you know, and that their $250,000 is okay? It's not really interesting conversation. I don't blame them. So we got to change the conversation. We got to make sure we're talking to people that need us. So, look, change is hard, and I don't blame you guys. I mean, it's hard to change. And, you know, the firm is asking you to do a lot of things you've not done in the past. If you did 100 financial plans, you know, in the last 2 years, it's no big deal. You do, you know, do 20 more. But if you haven't done them for a while, then it's a big deal. You got to learn it. You got to go through all this stuff again. And the firm is asking you to change and do things that you haven't done, so you think it's going to take a long time, and it doesn't. It just fits right in with what you're doing. But, you know, initially it seems daunting. So I don't expect you guys to change overnight. I mean, I don't. That's not what Supernova is about. Supernova is about incremental change. So you've made some good incremental change. But you can't stop. You got to keep moving. You got to keep changing and moving forward until you get a process that you're really proud of and that brings the productivity that you're looking for. I think you can all see that there's value in what we do. I mean, in what you do. I mean, the more time you have with good clients that need you, the more business they're going to give you, and the more referrals and the more assets you're going to get. Where we get in trouble is trying to implement Supernova with people that don't need us. And then they come back and say, I really don't need you, which is real. I mean, that's real. So, you know, and growing the business takes time and effort. So you really have to restrict the number of clients that you do business with, which is also counterintuitive. You think to yourself, why do I want to give up clients? You know, I'm doing fine. Doesn't make sense. I'll keep the clients and I'll try and do some of this. Well, what you run into is conflicts of what you're talking about, which is, I don't have a lot of time for this. Well, that's because you probably haven't reduced your practice enough to where you have time. You know, and we're in a boom right now. This is a booming economy with booming opportunities. But if you don't let your client know that you're open for new business, then they're not going to refer business. Or if you seem too busy, or if you seem too out of touch, you know, then you're not going to get new business. But if you seem cutting edge and you seem like you know, you're right on the forefront of what's the changes that are happening in the industry, then they're going to say, hey, this is a good guy. Not only does he have a lot of experience, but he's sharp, he's smart. You know, who do you want to do surgery on you? You don't want a 24-year-old. You know, you want somebody that's got experience, that's still sharp, still going to school in terms of learning new procedures, but has a lot of experience. So, you know, the ideal person is probably, I don't know, 55 to 65, something like that, as a surgeon. You don't want them shaken, but you want them experienced. So that's what you guys, you bring a lot of experience and leverage. In terms of the international part of it, don't worry about the folders. I mean, you can use folders on your side. It's a great way to track your clients and give information. Some clients in their communities like the folders. You can't bring them back and forth, but you can't, and you can do it electronically. So I've not had any pushback really on Supernova on the international side because guys figure it out. You know, clients love it. And they like the regular contact, and, you know, we're getting good results. So, you know, just make it work for you. I think the regular client contact people like. They like seeing you in person. You know, batch process together your appointments when you're in country, so you're not, you know, making, you know that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, I didn't hear any argument from Catherine that said this was a bad idea. No, it just was, you know, the firm's introducing things that I think make all the sense in the world. So,
right.
You just fit them into your schedule. You don't, they don't expect you to do them all in the first month or. You gotta spread it out over a year or two and get them all done. But you don't drop everything to do them, and you don't ignore them. You fit them in where you can.
At this time, Rob, they're not giving us a deadline, but it will affect payouts. So yes, they're pretty much drop everything and do this first.
But you guys aren't starving to death either, okay? I mean. It affects payouts, but it doesn't affect lifestyle, okay? So don't wreck your life in order to, you know, jump when the
you know, when the circus director directs you to jump, I mean, you guys got a business to run. So you run it and fit these things into your business. You'll get more done doing Supernova than you would have done otherwise. Okay, I'm telling you. Because you're regularly talking to the clients. So you can regularly get them on to Merrill Lynch Online. It's not going to take one conversation sometimes. It takes a couple of conversations and some follow-up. Financial planning isn't a one-time thing. It's an ongoing process forever. Once you do financial planning, you always do financial planning for the client. It's a process. It's an updating of the process.
Rob, give us a little advice, because last month and this month, because of what's happened in the marketplace, all of our fee-based business has dropped considerably. So I think the next question is, you know, what is everybody doing to try to bring that back up again?
Well, I mean, it's the good news is when the markets go up, you make more money. When they go down, you make less. It's a kind of a fair system. So what are people doing? They're gathering more assets. I mean, that's a simple solution. I don't think anybody's going around and raising their prices because their clients lost money. People are charging for financial planning, which I think is very fair, because it's going to incent you to do it, and it's going to incent the client to pay attention and to think it has some value. You can always do other products and services that are not fee-based in order to generate some extra revenues. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But, you know, that gets more into what I would advise you to do as your manager than as your consultant. You know, I don't know what products, you know, would make sense for what clients at this time. But that's always a something to do. You know, private equity is pretty steady business now. It used to be a kind of a weird little one-off thing, and now it's, I think private equity seems to be something that's going to be around forever. And given, you know, you hire the right managers to manage the money, it makes sense as long as the person has a decent time horizon. I'm not a big fan of hedge funds, because I just think it's ridiculous pay schedule, you know, for them. There may be, you know, there's certain ones that earn it, you know, but it seems like it's about the same 90-10, 90% aren't worth it, 10% are, but you really have access to that 10%. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, you know, just off the top of my head as an investor on the other side of it, what would I be open to? If I wasn't 72, I'd be open to more private equity. I'm probably a little past my prime on that stuff.
And we have an advantage. We have a very, very good private equity platform that we really have an advantage over other firms.
So I think that, you know, if you guys are excited about it, it isn't something that's going away, guys. I think the market is getting, you know, almost as big as the public market now. And those companies are, you know, it just seems to be it used to be, you know, you guys have been around long enough, it used to be a kind of a weird little market that people didn't really make much money in. Now it's a big market, big. So I think you have to allocate some capital to that if the person is, you know, if guy's 55 or 60 years old, that would probably make a lot of sense. So
yeah,
that's the sort of thing you guys can think about as a team and say, hey, why don't we got to make up some revenues here. Let's do that.
But
don't panic. You know, I mean, markets are coming back. They're pretty steady, and it looks good. I mean, we're the economy really looks good. I mean, I've never, you know, in our lifetime, guys, we've never seen an economy like this that, you know, we could get another 5 years without a recession the way this thing looks. That's just unheard of. So I think you keep your clients, you know, their equity allocation stay, keep strong, and, you know, just, you know, you get paid for a higher equity allocation, obviously. So I think you can keep that equity allocation. You know, buy low, sell high. So I think, you know, rebalancing and buying more equities when stocks go down makes more sense.
We have another question.
You know, Gil brought up a good point with having to work these new programs with Morgan Stanley in to get full payout. But listening to what you're saying is that that could be, to me, it seems like that, for those people, my name's Ed, by the way, for those people that I haven't worked the whole program with, the starting point could be, first month, we've got to gather this information. Second month, we've got to work through the documents that we've got to do to get paid.
Correct.
And make that the first priority of the Supernova presentations. And that way we address both, we knock both birds down.
Yeah, exactly. That's going to be the agenda is those
that's
three
it.
Bullet
so,
points.
So yeah. I think we could do that first. You know, I'm going to go back to my desk and find the people. Remember we talked about that above 250 but not to the million-dollar group that really, really needs these plans?
Kat printed up my list, and in a matter of 2 days, we've converted, what, three accounts to put them online, managed, and life and you know financial
plans.
Yeah.
I think that so, I think that's a no brainer.
That's a no brainer.
So, but you're then you're doing Supernova if you do the agenda and all, I mean.
And one of segment. One of the accounts, I told them I cannot continue to manage, you know, to function with you unless we do this. And he said, well, let me get back to you. And the next day, he called back and said, do it. So, you know.
Yeah.
Listen to what Rob's saying and putting together what Otto's, you know, we're talking about this stuff. I think for that group, because they keep pounding on us that above 250, below a big number, we have to do all these special things for. I think that's an easy one, either put up or take off.
Yeah, you guys aren't making an awful lot of money in that, even the 500 to a million. I mean, you're making a little bit, but it's not. You know, they got to deliver for you guys, okay? I mean, if you're going to keep them below 250, I think you reassign, okay? I'm sorry, but you really should. It's not your market.
I agree.
You know.
Below
250. You know, and then
we don't get paid on that anyway. We don't get paid on that anyway, even if we do manage accounts and all that. Yeah.
Yeah, so you got to figure out how can I be most efficient with my time. There's, you know, how do people do $10 million of revenues? It's because they have 70 clients but each client is maxing out their productivity. Each client is giving them a lot of business. And so that's what you guys, I mean, look, you're good. You know, you're cheating yourself when you're a surgeon that's taking time to be an internist, okay, or being a family doctor, which is great, but it's not what you're paid for.
Rob, I'm going to shift it over more to the daily work that we all have to do, but I think the ones that do the most work, I think, is the CSAs. How do you, or give us some tips on how to transition from the work they have to do, whether it's forms, whether the firm has red flags on, you know, just various things, and then they're fully Supernova'd with scheduling, confirming, and all that?
Well, the way you help out your team, your assistants, your CAs, is to give them less work. Less busy work, and you do that by having fewer clients. The real beneficiary of the fewer clients is your team, not you. I mean, you're getting paid. What do you care? But the reality is somebody's got to talk to those people when they call in. So there's huge. That's where the emergency room comes in.
Yeah.
If you don't have them on a schedule, they're in triage, right? when you don't have them on a schedule and they don't know they're on a schedule, then they're going to call. And when they call, you stop doing what you were doing, which was productive, and you deal oftentimes with very unproductive situations. So when you have a, when each client has their own folder and you train them properly, then they will not call you. They will wait for you to call them. So during a period like December, there would be no phone calls because they all know they're going to get called. Remember, 100% of the clients get called every month. So they know they're going to get called, so they don't call. So what does that do for your team, for your CSAs, CAs? It makes their life better. They're not, you don't have a regular stream of gunshot wounds coming into the ER. You got peace and quiet, and people can get work done. So yes, is it a little inconvenient to turn over your schedule to your assistant? Yeah. But once it's scheduled, then all of a sudden it becomes, you know, a surgical unit instead of an ER, a triage unit. So you, I mean, I don't teach this stuff to make money or to, I don't know, why would I teach something that didn't work? I mean, this works. You guys have got to just kind of believe me that it works. I mean, I've been doing this coaching for 12 years now and working for 44 years in the industry. So I will teach you the best process in the world to make you the most productive so you can grow your practice. But you can't grow your practice when you're running the schedule and or you're fighting, you know, fighting the system so that you're not doing your job. You're doing your assistant's job, and they're doing your job, which is talk to clients. So it's, I don't know. It's you know, I understand why you do it, because you've always done it. But your clients do want to talk to you. They do want you to take them seriously. They do want a financial plan. And if they don't, then they're probably not the right clients for you.
Great. Do you guys have any comments or any, no? Because I know that, we're we've talked about before, everyone's on different pages or parts of Supernova. So we're implementing the scheduler. We tried to get with Cindy, or we got with Cindy, three times, and we still didn't understand it. I don't know what our deal is, but we'll have to get with her again.
It makes it really simple, and life is easy. You just drop them in, and they schedule, populate the calendar, and they pop up, and that tells you who you're supposed to call for what. You know, it's kind of hard to do it. It's hard to do 12-4-2 with Outlook or something like that. So drop this in and it populates Outlook so that you end up with knowing what's a quarterly call, when are your in-person meetings, and so forth. The folders for you guys are imperative because, like, if you're anything like me, you need something physically in front of you, okay? You're going to do better taking your own notes, keeping the folder, looking at the client, remembering what you said to them, and then following up on the things that need to be followed up on. It's built for people, you know, that are slightly, like me, ADD.
Yeah.
But what I said to Catherine was, look, you know, you can do this all as a group, or you can, you know, go at your own paces. That's not as important as that you're moving forward. Now, here's something I learned, which I think is important for you all to learn, is that no one buys something typically immediately the first time they hear it. It's a five-step mental transition from not being interested to being incredibly enthusiastic. And all of you go through this every time there's a new product or service introduced to you, or you turn around and introduce a product or service to your clients. So it takes a little bit of patience on your part for both your learning and for your teaching. So the five steps are curiosity, interest, knowledge, belief, enthusiasm. So Catherine is probably at enthusiasm. I would say Ed is curiosity, interest, knowledge, belief. I think Ed's at belief. You may not be enthusiastic quite as Catherine is, but you're in the belief stage. And I think Otto is more like interested. Curiosity, interest, knowledge is just in the knowledge period where you're just gathering knowledge, right? And, you know, Javier is maybe at the curiosity in an interest stage, but not quite. I don't know. You guys are all at different stages.
Right.
So you're just understand that and kind of argue it out and learn and study. Make sure you've read the book, The Supernova Advisor. Everybody should have read the book. If you haven't read it once, read it again. I mean, if you've read it once, read it again. Really makes the case for why this stuff makes sense. And then for Ed, who wants to grow, well, I hear that you want to grow. I have a new book which will be, you can get it from us now or on the 6th of February in 2 days. You'll be able to order it on Amazon, and it's called The Supernova Multiplier. And it's really everything that I've learned in the last 12 years about growing your practice with great stories and testimonials, actual testimonials from the people that I coached and taught. And then they came back and I did interviews with them and they gave testimonials and in their own words talk about why it and how it worked for them. So I think that could be really beneficial for the whole team. Read those two books.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
You know, it's hard when if we've been together and, I've been there in front of you and spent a half a day and taught you a lot of things, then it becomes easier to do it. But when we're doing it mostly by phone, it makes it harder to create the story and the energy and the enthusiasm for the story. But the book should help. I think they're pretty good. I mean, the second one is pretty interesting. People said it's twice as good as the other one. So I hope it is. And then all I ask is you write a nice review for me, okay? But for you, Catherine, it would be a big help if everybody would read it because... And Ed, you don't then have to read. I don't have to teach everything in all these strategies, right? There's 7 strategies. I tell you to go to the website. We've done webinars on them, but you're not going to do that. So just get the book and read it. It's a simple way to get the information in your head.
But it's not available yet, right?
It'll be available in 2 days. You can sign up for it now, and that'll be in. Or you can get it from Cindy. Catherine, if you want to order them from Cindy, we'll send them right to you immediately.
Okay.
And remember, all the proceeds from all my coaching goes to my foundation. So we're truly a nonprofit. The only people that I have to pay Cindy and I have to pay Lori but I don't take a salary, so I just work for fun. Because I think it makes, you know, I give a bunch of scholarships. I just back to my alma mater, and we gave 10 scholarships. So we're changing some lives and making life better. Our tennis team was just number one in the country. I played tennis there, so I get a kick out of that. It's a lot of fun.
What school?
I went to Wake Forest University in North Carolina.
Wake Forest. I almost went to Wake.
You did?
That was Aldo. Yeah, he almost went to Wake.
I got a football offer from Wake out of high school.
Really?
Never went up there.
Too cold.
Well, too cold. Too cold. Well, I came from Massachusetts, so it was wonderful for me.
I traveled north from Key West to Coral Gables.
Key West to Miami was the farthest north he went.
Took me 4 days to pack.
That's so funny. That's a good story. All right, guys, am I on the right path here? Am I saying the right things, or what? What's going on? What are you thinking?
Yeah, you are. Yeah. It's up to each of us to be motivated enough to do what we have to do to increase our production.
Yeah.
We can make all the excuses in the world, and that doesn't add one penny to our production. If we don't make the changes, you know, we're not going to see the improvement. So it's up to each of us. That's what it boils down to.
You're saying all the right things.
Good, good. Sometimes I can be too tough. I don't want to be too tough. You're the client. I want to help you. But sometimes a good coach, you know, a good coach never, you know, he sees more in you than you see in yourself and really wants you to perform at your peak. And that's what I try and do, you know. So, all right.
Thank
so
you.
go and meet and talk and, you know, grind it out. And Catherine, if you want to call or call Cindy and get the books, but if you want to talk again, great. I like, you know, just the conversation. I think we're going on the right path. I know it's hard work, and I'm prepared to put in the time to help you guys. So we'll just we'll go from there. And you know, I think Ed, you're going to like the book. I mean, it took me 3 years to write it. It's got all kinds of great stories in it about people really knocking the cover off the ball and, you know, previously not doing any of these strategies or doing them poorly and then doing them really well and getting great success. So I think it'll help convince the acquisition part of it. The organization piece, that's just a matter of, you know, sitting down and understanding the logic of it. You know, productivity is gained by having other people leverage, right? You got to have some leverage in your world. You guys get leverage by getting a fee from every client. The other leverage is getting other people to do work that they're better suited for. So if you're a surgeon, you shouldn't be doing appointments. So just figure that out. I know it will work. And we'll talk.
Thank you.
We'll talk in a week. Okay. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.